whoever I may be talking to this morning, that person may not ever apologize, but it's up to you to pick yourself up and keep going. It's up to you to believe so that you can achieve the things that God has told you that He is going to bring into your life. It's up to you to work on your heart posture. It's not anyone else's job but yours. So before I go on a tangent, y'all, it is time for today's announcements. But before I get to today's announcements, I would like to say, you know, again, don't rely on how someone else feel to make your dreams come true. So plan that trip. I have my online mentor. He's an online mentor. He's like, I don't know, like the father figure that I did not have. And I had a great father figure. But I realized not all parents know how to talk about certain things. So along with this, if you had a parent and you may not have understood whether an parent, someone, a guardian parent, however you want to say it, I feel like they're your parent if they raised you. Some people prefer to say guardian. So however you would like to word it, if you feel as though they didn't touch on things that you wanted them to touch on and you feel like your life could have been better if they would have talked about this or that, you got to forgive them too. Now, I never had any type of ill will feelings in my heart because my dad growing up didn't say anything about, and that was my grandfather. My grandfather was my father that was there. So I didn't have any ill will feelings towards my grandfather for not telling me how a lady should be treated. He didn't know. So if you're one of those where you kind of feel some type of way because you say, well, my mom or dad didn't tell me this. My auntie didn't tell me this. My grandma or grandpa didn't tell me this. Why didn't anyone tell me this particular thing so that I will have an advancement in life? Forgive them. Because if you know that you had a loving parent in your life and they missed something, it's because they didn't know any better. They didn't know any better. And you have to forgive them. You have to say, okay, it's up to me from this point forward to do what I need to do, to learn what I need to learn, to listen to who I need to listen to. Don't get complacent and too comfortable and say it is what it is, because it's not. You have the power to change it. Just like you have control over your thoughts and thinking positive, choosing what thoughts to ponder upon, you have the same ability to choose who you listen to. You have the ability to choose what you do and choose what you learn. So seek the knowledge now. One day I will get on here and talk about love and relationships and stuff like that, because that is a topic that I've never really expounded upon before. I may throw a little couple nuggets in there, but I peep couples when they come to the restaurant. I peep them. And I've noticed that some couples are very loving and kind to one another and laughing, talking, having a great time. And then there are some that it's like they just despise each other. It's like they just do not like each other at all. Which are you? If you have a significant other, which are you? How do you communicate? Now, I know this is completely random, but I had a couple more minutes before it was time for the announcements. But y'all know how I can keep talking about something and give example after example. So I wanted to kind of stop myself there. But seriously, y'all, what type of person are you? Is it because of what happened in your childhood? Are you a person that may feel like you don't know how to do certain things because you weren't told as a child? Do you have childhood trauma? You know, I've noticed that some people react and talk a certain way because of the traumatic experiences that they've encountered. Don't let the traumatic experiences that you have encountered keep you from living a life that you're supposed to be living. So, forgive and forgetting. I was going to my online mentor and my mind went somewhere else. So my online mentor, who is Tony Gaskins, I have a mentor locally that I love dearly. And then I have him. And y'all, when I say I was getting to the point of you have to seek the knowledge. So Tony Gaskins is someone I started listening to, I say the end of 2019, coming into 2020. I started listening to him. And he talks about things that I didn't really hear growing up. My mom did the best that she could. She always told me to love myself, hug myself, tell myself that I love me. When kids were picking on me in school, she would say, "You are beautiful. Now let's get in the mirror and tell ourselves we love ourselves." And she would tell me to give myself a hug at the same time. So my mom told me what she knew to tell me. So it was up to me as an adult to seek the knowledge that I needed to in order to be better. So if you say, "Oh, well, it's hard for me to think positive." All right, find someone on YouTube that you can relate to. Watch them, listen to them, take heed to what they're saying. Tony Gaskins may not be for you. You know, some people don't mesh with other people, but I think he is great. He talks about his experiences. He talks about how to overcome different things. He talks about love and relationships, businesses, how he went from selling drugs to being a millionaire, because that's what he went from. He went from being on Oprah with a book that had some typos. I have the first book. And it's funny because in a video he mentioned, now this book may have a few typos. It was my first book and I was in my 20s. He's really funny. If y'all think I'm Southern, oh yeah, he's Southern. So I can relate to him because I had people to say, "Oh, you're country." They tell him, "Oh, he's country." But you know, they think sometimes if you're country, if you speak a certain way or you come from a certain place, that you're not intelligent, that you don't know what you're talking about. You know, and that's not the case. You can speak as proper as I don't know who and not be the nicest person. It's all about what's in the heart. So he's a person that I gravitated to. So instead of me feeling some type of way because my biological father wasn't there, but I had my granddad who was there, who didn't know what to tell me. I had my mom that was there who she didn't know what to tell me. So I sought out what I needed to. So we have to stop blaming things on other people. Hey, if we're grown and it's summertime, so I know it's not too many kids up right now. I know y'all getting ready to start back taking the kids to school, but as of right now, there aren't too many children listening. So let's hold ourselves accountable. To all the adults that I love y'all. I want you to be better. I've always had a heart of where I wanted others to do good, just like I want to do good. So Yeah. We have to hold ourselves accountable. Quit blaming others for our sadness, for our pain. You know, turn your pain into purpose. Stop sitting on edge where, you know, you just, oh my goodness, if I would have had this growing up, this would be my life. Okay, well, guess what? You have the power to change that. As of right now, you have the power to change where you are in life. You have the power to start to heal your heart. You know, if you sit down and say, okay, this is why I act like this. This is why I talk to people like this. This is why my perspective is like this. Lord, what do I need to do to change it? Write it down. But we need to quit blaming others for not being able to think positive. We need to quit blaming others for the reason why we think a certain way. Oh, well, I feel this way because growing up, my mama always told me, okay, well, guess what? You have the power now to think how you want. Now, keep all your good morals, keep your good values, of course. But when it comes down to changing your life to live a better life, but you still have excuses. I find them to be excuses because there are things that I could have said, oh, well, my dad wasn't there, so I'm just going to do this, this, and this. So check this. Not everyone knows that they have a daddy wound, that they have a father wound. They don't realize that they have a mother wound. You could have not had your mother in the picture. You might not have had both parents in the picture growing up. And you may feel as though things are the way they are because of either they were there and they weren't the most emotional people. You didn't get hugs and love and stuff like some families. And you may say, well, if I grew up like that, I would be loving and caring, but it's not my fault. It's not my fault that this happened to me. No, it wasn't your fault that it happened to you, but it is your fault right now of how you're feeling today because you don't feel as though you need to work on anything. So let's be willing to be better. And y'all, I got on a tangent again, but that's okay because someone needed to hear it. That was completely random. So it is definitely time for today's announcements. After the announcements, y'all, I will be back with today's positive word, quote, and scripture. And I have another devotion that God has laid on my heart to share with y'all. So y'all just bear with me. I guess today is a Zeal Real talk show. Y'all know sometimes I talk more, play less music. So I love y'all for tuning in with me, for supporting me regardless. So y'all, after the announcements, I will be back. So don't y'all go anywhere.
Do you own a small business? Do you want to get your message out to a dedicated, loyal, and active audience? Then make WRUU part of your company's marketing strategy. Our listeners aren't just passively listening to us in the background. When your company underwrites with WRUU, you're getting their attention. And you're also supporting Savannah's only community radio station. It's an act of both self-interest and community spirit. Connect your brand with WRUU's passion, spunk, and hyper-local focus by choosing an underwriting package that fits your company's budget. Email underwriting@wruu.org for more information. Thank you.
The federal government has reopened health care plan enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, from February 15th to August 15th, 2021. To answer the questions, do I qualify and how do I enroll, go to healthcare.gov. Also use healthcare.gov to compare plans, sign up for coverage, and get financial assistance. Again, for more information and to sign up for a healthcare plan under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, go to healthcare.gov.
The Savannah Music Festival, SMF, is currently accepting applications for the 2021-2022 SMF Jazz Academy. This is a tuition-free, year-long program for Savannah-Chatham Public School students. in grades 5 through 12. Although the first SMF Jazz Academy enrollment period closes on Wednesday, May 22nd, a second enrollment period will take place Monday, August 2nd through Sunday, August 22nd. Contact Jessica Mazer at jessica@savannahmusicfestival.org or call 912-234-3378, extension 107. This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners and the 2021 Savannah Voice Festival. Enjoy familiar opera arias and scenes with a new twist and discover the music of women composers. All of this and more are part of Season 9 of the Savannah Voice Festival from August 8th to the 22nd. More information about the festival and tickets can be found at www.savannahvoicefestival.org.
Hello, Radio Land. You are listening to WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. So I figure I will break up the next devotion that I have for you and just focus on today's quote scripture and positive word. I'm going to start off with a couple of quotes. The only way to have more and enjoy more of your life is to be grateful for what you have. You know, when we're thankful for a few things, God makes us ruler over many. So wake up with an attitude of gratitude. Even if it's just the simplest thing. Thank you, Lord, for another day. That's a start. Thank you is one of the words that not a lot of people hear. And no one wants to just be, you know, even though God loves us, he cares for us, he's willing to redeem us. Nobody wants you to just come to them for things and never just talk to them and tell them thank you as well. That's just like in any relationship, you can't just take. And you're not willing to give. And ways to give with God is, you know, doing things for others. You show love to others, that's showing love to God. You take out the time to talk to him in your busy day. Some people say, oh, they're too busy to pray. Pray in your car. You know, I just feel like a lot of things, we do what we really want to do. And that's something, I know some things may can't get done in a day if you're busy. But talking to God, considering the fact that he is everywhere, you know, that's something that I know for sure that we could work on because I worked on it. And I choose to be grateful every single day. There are some days I write down a full list of what I'm grateful for. And then there are some days that I voice things out loud. I jot them in my phone. There are some days I just write 3 to 5 things. But if you think about it, we have a lot to be grateful for, no matter what you're going through. You have a lot to be grateful for. So think about that. And maybe that'll ease your mind a little bit. Gratefulness does help the mind to be more positive. I know because that was something that I focused on back in 2017, I started trying to focus on it in 2016. Hadn't really gotten to the level that I made it to in 2017. And just like in 2017, I've gotten further with it today. So always look back on your progress and be okay with how far you've come. Still work diligently to be better. Still work earnestly to do God's work and to be better. but at the same time, be proud of how far you've come. The second quote that I have is, God can't heal your heart unless you give him all the pieces. Boy, that's a mic drop quote right there. And that's not mine, y'all. I can't take the credit for it. But I feel as though it's a mic drop quote because we say, well, Lord, heal my heart. Lord, heal my mind. I'm just so stressed out. You know how some people talk. You know how some people go on. Oh, Lord, I just need this, this, and this. You expect God to do everything. But what about the work that you need to put in? I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. I don't know who needed this morning. But you have to hold yourself, again, accountable. I'm not taking it easy on y'all today. If I mess up in something, I hold myself accountable. Now, it may not always feel good to hold yourself accountable. I won't sit up here and tell that story. But it's necessary for growth. That is what it is. If we're going to say it is what it is, now that's what it is. It's necessary for growth. So regardless of how bad it hurts, do you want to just keep hurting? You got to do the work as well. You have to meet God halfway. You have to say, all right, Lord, you know, I really don't like how this went on. I don't like how this person talked to me. I don't like how this person treated me. I don't like how I was put in this position, and I feel like you allowed that person to hurt me. Hey, get personal with him. Talk about the specific time that you remember being hurt. But you can't expect your relationships to be better if you refuse to work on your heart and healing. And what I was saying earlier about the couples, I can tell when someone is holding something in. It's something how we all have a gift. And I've always been able to tell certain things through how people said things. Or before they even said it, I could pick up on their gestures. And they would say, oh, that's not how I feel. But it's all in your tone. Check your tone. Check your face. Check how you talk to people, how you come across. Because although I could pick up on other people and how they came across, it seemed like I couldn't come clean. I felt like sometimes I knew I had an attitude and just didn't want to admit it. So I didn't want to come clean on that. But then there were other times that I didn't really see that I was being snappy. I didn't see that I was being difficult. And then there were other times that other people wanted me to be difficult so bad that they didn't want to see their own faults. So you have to know how to pinpoint things. But realize one thing here. God wants you to heal. God wants you to be better. So instead of me blaming everyone else for my attitude, maybe I need to check my attitude sometimes. Because everyone is not saying, oh, well, you're talking a little rough if I wasn't really talking rough. You'll know if you're not talking rough and that person is saying you're talking rough. You'll know. If you've been working on yourself, you'll know, because you'll know what type of intention you had. So you got to pay attention to your own intentions. Again, hold yourself accountable, which is today's positive word, y'all. And basically holding yourself accountable is taking responsibility. But the full definition of it is of a person, organization, or institution required or expected to justify actions or decisions. Responsible. Understandable. Liable. So, you know, you're reporting to, it has reporting on here, you're reporting to the situation. Instead of just ignoring the situation like it didn't happen, you're reporting to the situation to hold yourself accountable. So do that today. Look at yourself today and say, what do I need to work on? What do I need to give to God? What am I holding on to? There are still a lot of people holding on to things. What are you holding on to? So today's scripture is coming from Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Let's stop going to God in prayer and being all stressed out about the situation. I literally had a moment the other day. Actually, I've had a few things lately where I feel as though, you know, we try to say, oh, well, God put it on my heart. No. The enemy is going to do his job just like God is. You know, he does it well, because I started thinking about some stuff. And if I would have thought about it too much, I would have been in panic mode. You hear me? I would have been on 10 in anxiousness. But then I remembered the things that God has told me. And if I prayed about it, there's no sense in worrying about it. And it was one of those things where I just had to trust God. I literally had to wait and trust God. Have you ever had one of those moments where you didn't see what you wanted to see then and there? You prayed about it. You didn't, you know, it seemed like it just wasn't coming. It wasn't happening. That person wasn't going to change. That bill wasn't going to get paid. That business plan wasn't, you know, seeming like the lawyer was coming through. Whatever it may have been, you had to stop and say, it's going to be all right. And that was one of those moments that I've had a few of those this summer where it was like, okay, now, Lord, now, please, because my heart is feeling a little uneasy. But God showed out. He showed up and showed out anyway. So allow God to do that for you. Don't step into what he's going to do. Just work on what you need to. And I guarantee you, everything will work out. But once you take it in prayer, leave it there. And just believe that God hears you, regardless to what you have done. After this, we're going to some music. But regardless to what you have done, you got to give some stuff over to him and let him handle it. You may think God doesn't want to hear from you because you did something negative the other day that you had no business doing. You talked to someone some kind of way. You had a thought in your mind that you shouldn't have had. But you got to move forward, because God wants you to move forward. He wants you to not just tend to the kids, work, and be stressed out. Because I hear a lot of parents, a lot of mothers especially, that just seem to be on edge. And that's not how God wants us to live. We have control over our thought process and how we see things. So again, God can't heal your heart unless you give him all the pieces. So be willing to give him all the pieces so he can heal your heart, so he can get you to where you want to be. And you may not know where you want to be. You just know you want to be better. Again, faith without works is dead. So once you put in the work, God will start to unfold some things. I know that for sure. So believe it. Believe it and receive it today. All right, y'all. Heading over to some jazz by Art Porter. This is Lake Shore Drive. After a couple more songs, I'll be back with today's second devotion. So don't y'all go anywhere. I'll be back right after this. We'll be right back.
You find your way, but it's never enough. And though it's been tough for you, losing touch. But summer has its end sometimes. And although I can't promise you much, you'll be fine, you'll be fine.
That was Khaled, y'all. Khaled, New Normal. That was a single that was released this year. You know, let your new normal be that you can create a life, a good life for yourself. You can turn things around. Life is what you make it, just like he said. So before I go share this brief devotion with y'all talking about integrity. Integrity is wholeness, it says. A lot of people think of their life like a pie, and the different parts of their life are pieces of the pie. This slice of the pie could be your work life, your career, your spiritual life, family life, social life, secret life, which are any compulsions, addictions, and the things nobody else knows about. If you segment your life like that, you lack integrity because your life is not a whole. Integrity means you're the same person with everybody in your speech, actions, and motives, no matter which part of your life you're dealing with. So integrity versus authenticity. There is no versus. Integrity is authenticity. Hypocrite came from when, in Greek culture, ancient Greek culture, they would have plays and one person would wear different masks to play another role. So do you have a different mask for different people? Or are you the same person with everybody? Now, we know there's a time and a place for everything. But are you that person that you switch up when you're with different people? If so, work on that integrity as well. Let's be authentic to ourselves at all times, y'all. Now, that's it for me today. I love y'all so much. I'm Jessica Williams, and you've been tuned in to Zeal Real. So y'all go out and have a wonderful, blessed day. Until tomorrow, take it easy now. Peace.